views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Julie Show, all things connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, this is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we explore our interconnected lives every Tuesday on the Dr. Julie Show. We have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. And speaking of what's working, imagine innovative curriculum in classrooms around the United States that encourage students to explore a multitude of worldview perspectives and navigate a global society. And you know what else is working? Imagine advancing scientific research on the role of consciousness in healing and supporting the emergence of a new model of healthcare that allows for our inner wisdom as a patient and the healthcare provider's inner wisdom combined with scientific technology advances for the promotion of health and well-being. And guess what else is working? Imagine a documentary film that tackles a taboo topic for many of our modern world and explores a fundamental question: how can understanding death inform how we live our lives? Seriously, friends, listen to all of that that's working in the world. There's a lot working in the world of our guests today, and I have been looking forward to this conversation for months. I invite you to take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into this moment as I introduce Dr. Marilyn Schlitz. She's a social anthropologist, researcher, writer, and charismatic public speaker. She is currently the founder and CEO of Worldview Enterprises. She also serves as president emeritus and senior fellow at the Institute of Noetic Sciences. Additionally, she's a senior scientist at the California Pacific Medical Center, where she focuses on health and healing, and board member of Pacifica Graduate Institute. For more than three decades, Marilyn has been a leader in the field of consciousness studies. Her research and extensive publications focus on personal and social transformation, cultural pluralism, extended human capacities, and the mind-body medicine. She is currently producing a feature film called Death Makes Life Possible to be released really soon. We're going to talk about that. She's doing that with Deepak Chopra on the topic of death and dying and how engaging that topic in a deep and meaningful way informs the way we live our lives. Isn't that amazing? A lot of things are working in her world. Marilyn, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Julie. It's a delight to be here.
I'm really happy to have you here. And like I said, we had this scheduled a couple months ago and needed to postpone it. And here we are. I've just been on the edge of my seat waiting for our conversation because there's so much delicious things here in your body of work that I am going to be so excited to talk about. But first, I always like to ask our guests, we have a shared vision that we're all part of an interconnected conscious universe. And I know you are passionate about the same topic. So can you share with our listeners, Marilyn, what all things connected means to you?
Well, good question. I think that we have lived in a culture that has largely separated us the materialist scientific view that there is an objective world out there and that we can somehow manipulate and control it, but that we're different from it, I think has led to a lot of pathologies in our culture. And I think what is being revealed now is this notion of interconnectedness, and that we now see from the realms of quantum physics and a lot of areas of biology, physics, chemistry, you know, into psychology and the whole pro-social movement, that there is much more that connects us than separates us. And as we can begin to build a model that supports that, I think it'll change our behaviors and our actions.
Thank you. Well, you have spent 3 decades working in consciousness and healing and consciousness and developing the curriculum with education. You're just in a lot of different areas, but your most recent project, which is really beautiful, is the movie with Deepak Chopra, Death Makes Life Possible. And what occurs to me is the connectedness of how we perceive death really affects how we live our life. So tell our listeners about your project. It's fascinating.
Well, we started this project a long time ago, really, looking at how different cultures, belief systems, worldviews hold this idea of our identity, our personhood, and ultimately how that transforms. It transforms daily in terms of our lives, and it also transforms in terms of our relationship to our own mortality. And so, you know, I had a curiosity as an anthropologist about how different cultures hold this idea of death, and in particular then what happens after. And so about 3 years ago, I was co-teaching with Deepak for one of his training programs, and I showed a 20-minute clip of something I'd put together of interviews from scientists and spiritual teachers. And, you know, it was his idea, really. He said, let's make a movie about this. And so that started us on a path, and because of the quality of production, we ended up having, you know, to go back and redo all our interviews and really improve the dimensionality of the project. And so it's finished now, and it will be premiered. It'll be premiered at the Illuminate Film Festival in Sedona, Arizona on May 30th. And then we'll be rolling out to a number of film festivals, engaged in different kinds of community group gatherings where people want to have these conversations about death and the afterlife. And ultimately, there'll be a book that is the companion to it that'll come out a year from now. So it's really looking at different cultures, different worldviews, different approaches from a scientific perspective of how do you bring an evidence-based approach to these questions of survival of consciousness after death, and then how does this improve how we live our lives? How does, you know, understanding and grappling with our own mortality imbue our life with greater purpose and possibility?
Wow. That sounds so beautiful. What are you learning? What are you learning from the interviews and the people in the different cultures and worldviews?
Well, you know, first of all, I think we live in a society that is very fearful of death, and it has become the great taboo topic. People don't want to talk about it. They don't want to acknowledge it. And so really trying to understand where that fear comes from, and digging into the literature in social psychology around what's called terror management theory, and the idea that because people have these unconscious fears, it leads to pathological kinds of behaviors. And so how do we begin to bring our awareness to the importance of death and the natural cycle of life that includes our own mortality? And so really kind of digging into that literature, learning about how when people are triggered to be aware of death, it can lead to very divisive kinds of behaviors. It can lead people, first of all, to become more insular. They become more about my in-group, those people who share a common worldview, and in that process, more defensive toward the out-group. And so we see a lot of conflicts that happen around different religions or cultural ways of engaging life that come largely as a result of this kind of terror that we have. And so how is it that we can begin to bring a healthy relationship to our understanding of mortality so that we can invite a kind of playful curiosity about alternative worldviews, alternative points of view? And I think one of those ways is to really see people who represent different cultures and different belief systems in ways that really humanize all of us. It's so easy to objectify the other and not really know the other. And so one of the goals in this film and in the book is really to let people see the twinkle in the eye of the person whose view may be fundamentally different from our own. So whether we're a Christian and we're fearful of, you know, Islam, if we hear from an imam who's talking about, you know, his own beliefs about death and life instead of life and death, it's the idea that what we're living is really impermanent and that beyond that comes immortality. You know, that's a really compelling concept that a lot of people haven't sort of dealt with. And so we do this through looking at the indigenous traditions, the Native American. We looked at a variety of folk traditions coming out of, for example, the Day of the Dead practices in Latin America, and how there's this celebration of the connectedness between the living and the dead.
And then, hey, Marilyn, you know, that's a good place to start. I'd love to hear more about some of those traditions and the twinkle in the eye of those that are different, but we need to take a quick break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. We're going to be right back with Dr. Marilyn Schlitz and this new project. Stay with us.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Dr. Marilyn Schlitz. We've been talking about consciousness and death and her new project with Deepak Chopra, a film called Death Makes Life Possible. Right before the break, we were talking about looking for that twinkle in the eye of those that are different, and really our cultural differences, our religious differences about death. And Marilyn, I just experienced death in my family. And one of the observations that I've had over the last several months is even just in my family and in the Midwest culture here, there's such a difference in the opinions, even about whether we bury the dead or whether we cremate the dead. And some people really have a difficult time with that. Here in on the prairie, we have lots of land. We spread out. We cremation hasn't even been in our consciousness until just recently when more people are choosing that. So I imagine even what do we do with the dead body, you get different differences, and then talking about consciousness and what happens when the body dies. So I'd love to dig into this more. Help us understand, what are you learning from different cultures?
Well, it's very true that people hold different perspectives. And, I think that what you're bringing up is some of the environmental factors that inform culture. And if we have, vast amounts of land, the notion of burial is very different than if there's a small place and a small country, a small nation, take Tibet, for example, where, the cremation is much more common. I think that one of the things we are needing to do is not so much solve which is right or wrong, but allow ourselves the kind of curiosity about alternative perspectives and permission to talk about it. Because the truth is, oftentimes people wait until it's a life crisis, the final moment, and they're trying to make these really big decisions. Michael Beckwith, who's one of the people we interviewed in the film, talks about how, we really need to get away from that fear and reactiveness and begin to engage death for how it informs our lives. You find that in some of the Christian traditions, the notion of Judgment Day, for example. We find judgment in a number of the different traditions, but just staying with Christianity, there are many practitioners within the Christian faith and different denominations that are really not about the notion of some kind of vengeful God that judges us in some divisive way, but rather that there are opportunities for us to live every moment so that the ultimate response isn't what happens, in terms of how we prepare the body for death, but how is it that at the end of life we're clear that we've lived a good life, and that Louisa Teich talks about she's more afraid of an unfulfilled life than of death itself. So how do we remove or help to navigate these fears and terrors that we have around death and begin to open ourselves to the conversation and, exploring alternative ways that people hold it, even within a particular community? We can find within a family that people have very different perspectives. And if we can start to have these conversations without the emotional complexities, but rather the sense of curiosity, it can be very, very empowering for people.
Mm. I probably have I got a head start about my perceptions of death when I had a near-death experience as a child. But recently, in February, I lost my dad, and I had one of those perception shifts, the consciousness piece, when I had an out-of-body experience and saw the whole thing very different. But after my dad was in the late stages of dying, what hospice nurses say should have taken 3 to 4 hours, we were on like the 11th hour. And I had this experience of being transported to the birth of my first son and what that was like, and the labor and the delivery and the, that whole process. And it just gave me this new insight. And what happened was I just literally stepped away, recognizing that my dad had to do this by himself, that this was his labor and delivery into the next realm, and that he had to go through it. And when I did that, I spoke that out loud, and everyone's perception in the room was shifted. The hospice nurse invited us all to step away and rest for a little bit so he could do that work. And then things went really quickly. So I guess I'm sharing a personal experience with you, but just in the whole, I love that you're doing this movie because little things like that, people can begin to think about things differently. Mm-hmm. What are some of more of those pearls of wisdom that you're learning about people's perceptions of death that can be universal, that take the taboo away?
Well, we have done research, my colleagues and I, for about 15 years on consciousness transformation and how people shift their worldview, and published the book Living Deeply, The Art and Science of Transformation, in which we began to articulate a change model. And this model, and there are, a variety of different perspectives to how we change our minds, but this came from a massive amount of research that we had done. And oftentimes we, live in a kind of steady state. We're comfortable with the way things are. And then something happens. And we call it a noetic experience, this kind of opening. And our defense mechanisms are very powerful, and we have the capacity to either ignore that opening or to yield to it and to be inspired by it. So when you talked about having, a near-death experience or an out-of-body experience, these kinds of direct personal moments can help to give us a glimpse of something beyond, the strictly physical dimensions of our embodiment. And we find that people have described these kind of epiphanies, these transcendent moments, these noetic moments, in all cultures. People have had some kind of visitation experience where they hear or feel the presence of a departed loved one. We find that as people can live into these kinds of experiences, or perhaps it's not their own personal experience, perhaps it's reading about somebody's experience or hearing from a trusted friend about their experience, that can give us permission to start thinking and feeling into a different way of being. And so these noetic experiences, these direct personal experiences, can open us to the transformative process and lead us into a kind of exploration of what lies beyond our physicality. And so I think a lot of what I've been about, I think the film, a lot of the research, is exploring what do different people from different cultures, different worldviews, different perspectives feel about these noetic experiences, and how does that open them to new possibilities? Ultimately, if people pursue it and begin to think and question their assumptions, they will find their ways to practices. And so what kinds of practices are we talking about? There are many, many, many different kinds of practices, but we identified sort of five principles that define a transformative practice. And one is setting intention. I hold the intention that these noetic experiences that I've had will allow me to have more peace and resolution around the fears I might have about death. So I'm holding an intention, and then I'm paying attention. I'm building practices that allow me to attend to my reactiveness. If I'm feeling uncomfortable, I'm feeling diseased, how do I begin to focus on that in ways that help me to calm that fear? How can I engage in a questioning process and shift my awareness? These are really important and fundamental to these kinds of practices. And then there's repetition. How do I build new habits? So as I sit with my discomfort around fear and the loss and the grief I might have over a departed loved one, how can I begin to really breathe into that and to build new habits around it, so that I can see the possibilities and the promise of this transformation that happens? And rather than holding that person back and feeling great regret or remorse, grief is a natural cycle, and we can engage that cycle in different ways. So how do we build habits that allow us to see grief as a transformative process? And then guidance. And one of the things that I've been really interested in is the wisdom and insight that come from different teachers, different practitioners, different kinds of truth systems, and how can we learn and take lesson from those different perspectives. And also, it's not only about external authorities. What does, you know, the minister or the rabbi or the monk tell us? But what are the insights that come from within us? And again, going back to those noetic openings, how can we use our own direct personal experience, our own intuitions, to begin to empower ourselves? And then finally, I think there's this sense of surrender. And surrender isn't about giving up. It's about yielding to what is so. And so when you talked about your father and his transition, by surrendering from that effortful striving and yielding to a natural process of transformation, it can be profoundly healing for people. And I think in that process, we can affect change not only within ourselves, but within our families, our communities, and ultimately the institutions that we work in. Mm. So these are qualities that are shared across different traditions.
Yeah. You know what? The movie is going to be brilliant in that, to really get the word out and let people start talking about it. We need to take a quick break. I do want to mention your book, Living Deeply. I have it sitting here and it's highlighted from cover to cover. I love how you talk about life is practice and practice is life. So we'll talk more about that as well when we come back. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. Stay with us.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you, because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show. This is Dr. Julie Krull, and you're listening to All Things Connect on a Transformation Talk Radio. And our guest today is Dr. Marilyn Schlitz, and we're having a conversation about death and how death makes life possible. And I just wanted to once again remind our listeners of your book, Living Deeply, The Art and Science of Transformation in Everyday Life. Marilyn was talking about that in the last segment, and there is a lot of really good practical information, exercises you can do. It's just fascinating and good. And like I said, mine is highlighted. I bought it when it first came out. It's highlighted from cover to cover. And Marilyn, I want to make sure that our listeners have your contact information. So how can they get a hold of you?
Well, my website is just marilynschlitz.com, and my contact information is on the website, and that's probably the easiest way to do it.
Okay, so if they want to follow the movie and see where it's going to be screened and what have you coming up in May, June, July, they can also go to your website, correct?
That's right. And then we will be launching 3 websites for the film and the book any day now. So if people just deathmakeslifepossible.com will be the URL for it. All of the information and links to it will be available on marilynschlitz.com. So until we've actually formally launched, that's probably the safest place to look.
Okay. And I want to remind our listeners how to spell your name. It's marilynschlitz.com. All righty. You know, I love the title of the movie. And you had mentioned earlier that I think you used the phrase the importance of death, like really seeing it in what it really means for life. How did you come up with the title for this movie? And yeah, death makes
life
possible.
Well, that's a very simple, very
fast
answer. Deepak came up with the title. He liked that title. It came from a chapter in one of his books. And we began to really play with the title and think about how, and also the graphic arts people were very compelled by the title and, you know, how is it that we place an emphasis on certain words and not others. So it's the idea that we live in a cycle and that life is imbued and informed and necessitates death in order to flourish. And so how does death make life possible? And the major emphasis throughout is on the ways in which we use our awareness and our insights and our connectedness to death as a way of living happier, healthier lives. And, you know, I mentioned at the beginning this literature called Terror Management Theory, based on the work of a man named Ernest Becker, who wrote what won a Pulitzer Prize called Denial of Death. And a lot of the literature has really been looking at the negative consequences of denying death. And there's now a new school that is coming out that is looking at the ways in which if we can bring a positive awareness and a sense of comfort and connection to death, that it can remove that fear and allow us to have, you know, a happier, healthier life. We can become more aware of exercise and the importance of taking care of our bodies. But we can also begin to really develop deep, meaningful conversations with people we love and care about, so that we are informed about each other's worldviews. It doesn't mean that we agree with one another. It doesn't mean that we share or have some kind of consensus. But how is it that we can make peace with that in order to live healthier lives? One of the things, you know, we looked at different kind of practices, and, you know, the Day of the Dead is a big practice in the Mexican community in particular, but has spread all through Latin America and through the, you know, the United States. And, you know, it's really a celebration of death. It's the idea that there is this kind of semi-permeable membrane between living and dying, and that if we can stay in relationship with our departed loved ones, that we can feel less grief and less loss because there is this access to the wisdom that came from those people that we, you know, spent a lot of daily time with. And I think that's just really important. What are the practices that we can develop that will allow us to overcome not only the fear, but the deep sadness and grief that people encounter?
Marilyn, what have you found with, you mentioned finding peace and really staying connected with the departed and creating peace and with a lot of these practices. But what happens in cultures or mindsets, maybe it's not even a cultural thing, when people don't believe that the consciousness lives on, when they don't believe in a life after death, where does that mindset find peace? What are you learning about that?
Well, that's a good question, and I think that there are a lot of answers to that. You know, there are many different perspectives, and there's, you know, people who are agnostic or atheist and who have a lot of comfort. We interviewed Michael Shermer, for example, is the head of the Skeptic magazine and, you know, prides himself on being a skeptic, wears his little skeptic pin. And, you know, we had a really rich conversation about his own cosmology, his own philosophy for living every day. And he had been an active caretaker with his two step-parents and his two biological parents, was with them through their dying process. And, you know, really has a lot of sense of peace and comfort around death. He feels that, you know, when you're dead, you're dead, you're done, you're gone, and that's it. But that doesn't cause him to feel distress. It causes him to want to live every moment with as much purpose and integrity as possible. So I don't think that not having a cosmology of the afterlife is necessarily a ticket to being sad or unhappy. I think it's a road that people can take in terms of their belief system and their worldview. And I think it's real important not to try to impose our own perspective on other people, whatever that happens to be. But really, I love this idea of kind of an engaged curiosity. One of the things that we see happening now as a global movement is what are called these death cafes, and people coming together in very, you know, non-threatening environments, a coffee shop, you know, someplace, you know, over a cup of tea, to talk about what do they think is going to happen, or what are they doing in terms of planning for the next phase of their lives. And by destigmatizing it, by normalizing the conversation, I think that people can come to terms with, you know, their own awareness, their own beliefs, and in that process have less fear and anxiety.
Mm. I know in my experience with my dad, I'm intrigued by a death cafe. I can't imagine those gatherings around here, but, you know, I know there is a big movement also about conscious dying and, you know, centers that are coming, popping up around to really help people with conscious dying. And that's what we hung on to throughout the hospice process with my dad was, let's just be really conscious about this. And, you know, if someone's feeling something, feel it. And if someone's thinking something, speak it and talk about the reality that, you know, this is death and this is the process. So that conscious piece is really important. I'll be interested. I'm going to have to Google death cafes and see where they're at in the universe, because I want to check that out more. Hey, we need to take another break. I want to remind our listeners before that break that you can find Marilyn and her full body of work at MarilynSchlitz.com. That's MarilynSchlitz.com. And the new movie is going to be out in one of the URLs, DeathMakesLifePossible.com. Watch for it. And it's going to be a fascinating film to get a hold of. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, more with Dr. Marilyn Schlitz. Stay with us.
Tune in in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Hello, friends. We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and we've had a very meaningful conversation about death and how death makes life possible with Dr. Marilyn Schlitz. She's working on this project. We're going to talk just a little bit more about that, but I want to remind you, you can visit all the archives for our show and see what's coming up on thedrjulieshow.com and stay connected all week with us on Facebook, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, where we continue the conversation. So please check that out. And I just want to make sure, Marilyn, that our listeners know of some of the things that are coming up for you, any conferences that are happening. And then there's this process that will be unrolled with this movie with some guides and things. Let's talk about that just for a minute.
Great. Well, what we want to do is use the film and the book as tools for people to empower them, to engage people in their communities around these kinds of conversations, to really examine at a core level their own worldview and, you know, what gives us solace, what gives us comfort, how can we find ways to overcome our sense of fear or the kind of deep, painful grief that can incapacitate us. And so the projects are really intended to help heal our relationship to death. And we are also developing, and it will be posted on the website, a facilitator's guide for people who want to offer community viewings around the film and then engage in conversation. And so a series of practices for bringing people into the room, a kind of intention for watching the film together, a set of questions that we might use to foster a deep and rich conversation based on various parts of the film, and so also then training programs and looking right now at building educational materials around this kind of comparative religion perspective for health and healing practitioners, whether it's hospice, nursing, chaplaincy, whatever it is, people in retirement communities where, you know, there's a desire to engage in the questions that have the greatest meaning and purpose in people's lives. And so that's really the next step in the project is, you know, getting these websites up, which will be any day now, and really helping to provide tools for people so that They can use it. One of the people who helped support the Kickstarter campaign that we did for funding the film was a gentleman in his 80s who was planning to go and talk to people in his family about his intentions around the death process. And he decided to take the film and to show it to his family members in order to facilitate a conversation that would ease the any kind of tensions that people have around this topic. So all of that is really at the heart of why we're doing this. I think transformation is healing. I think death is the great transformation. And so how do we really begin to invite in all of the growth that can come from our relationship to this topic?
I really appreciate the term ease the tensions, because really this awareness and this experience of the movie will help really ease the tensions, you know, really dissolve some of that fear and terror and get the conversation more mainstream. So kudos to you. What an important project this is. So I'd love to take our listeners through a little practice, but before that, I want to make sure that that they know how to find you, because you probably will be speaking at some upcoming conferences. Is that true?
Right. Well, there are a number of things coming up. There'll be the premiere, the international premiere of the film, and it's at the Illuminate Film Festival in Sedona, Arizona. That'll be a world premiere for the film. We're also showing it in a number of other independent film festivals, and so people can check that out on the website and get a listing. The Afterlife Conference is coming up in Oregon. Again, that will be on my website. I tweet a lot. I'm on Twitter, and I also have an online newspaper called Emerging Worldviews. And so we really try to, you know, keep that up to date every day, providing information. So if people are on Twitter, I'm just at Marilyn Schlitz, and people can get more information. There's a remarkable conference coming up at the in the fall that is Psyche and Matter, I think it's called, and Rupert Sheldrake will be there, Stephen Eisenstadt, Jim Tucker, a number of people who are dealing with this topic of mortality and how we make peace with what is so.
All righty, thank you. I'm going to remind the listeners one more time, that's marilynschlitz.com, and then follow the movie on deathmakeslifepossible.com. And your book is amazing. You've done so much with health. You've done so much with getting the emerging worldviews in the educational system. So, you know, I just really appreciate having you here. You're just an amazing resource on the planet for us all. But we talked briefly about potentially doing just a practice for our listeners and, you know, maybe helping to relieve some of this fear and terror. Is there a practice or something that you can walk our listeners through?
Well, I think that for a lot of people who've experienced loss, which is most of us, that there is sometimes this sense of separation. And to the extent we can begin to build our connectedness, whether it's to somebody who's alive or somebody who's departed, I think that that can be very healing. And so if people want to just take a moment and still themselves and plant a nice smile on your face, you know, and just come from that place of smiling and feeling goodness. And then as you do that and as you breathe into that smile and feel the smile on your face, bring to mind a person that has transitioned and who you cared about, and just hold them with a sense of loving kindness and a sense of affection, even playfulness. And just as you're sitting there with a smile on your face, breathing into that goodness, calling to mind the image of a person that we have cared about deeply, and recognize that there is a way of connecting to them and feeling their energy in your heart, feeling the quality of your relationship with that person, and in that really feeling a sense of gratitude that that person was in your life, that you've had an opportunity to connect to them, both living and now in this disembodied state. and hold that for just a moment with a sense of loving kindness, gratitude, and appreciation. And whenever that sense of sadness comes, if you can come back to that place and just hold that sense of positive emotion, it can be very rewarding for people.
You know what occurs to me, Marilyn? That was beautiful. Thank you for that. What occurs to me is that whether someone believes in a life after death or that the consciousness lives on or not, what you just created in this practice for us is that our consciousness of that person can remain full of gratitude, loving kindness, this positive remembering that we're bringing that essence of comfort and connectedness, and we carry that consciousness, whether they believe that that other person's consciousness is around us or not.
I think that's right. And we making peace with what is so, and that's the surrender part of the transformational cycle.
Yeah. Wow. That can be really powerful. I hope people will pick that up as a practice because it's very simple. And, you know, those are some of the things that you've done in the Living Deeply book is some very simple practices to really look at how we can transform our lives and our consciousness and have those special moments. Hey, Marilyn, I so appreciate you being with us today. This was a really important topic for us. And I appreciate you being able to just come out and speak this truth and enlighten us to is what's going on with our cultural and religious differences and looking forward to Death Makes Life Possible's release next month. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. And for all the great work you're doing. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I want to remind our listeners that you can tune in to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. And have a really good week.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.